שוס השכויל, שם השבוע, comes to me to come more general in the net with the limit exactly in Daf HaShavua. Indian from the upcoming days of Shoshana and Kippur, Seis and Tshuva. The Rambam Paragimel brings a halacha that person that has schuyis and avoidance, somebody that has more schuyis, more mitzvahs than avoidness, is nechsha for a tzaddik. Someone that has more avoidness than schuyis, more avoidness than mitzvahs, is nechsha for rosh. The Rambam as a whole, a bunch of halachas which are negated to this, and then the Rambam says, kishem, sheshoiklim, schuyis, olam, avonoisa, b'shaf misosai. Just like the bunch of ways the schuyas and the mitzvahs of the person shas misa, kach b'chol shana v'shana shaitlin avoynis kol echad ve'echad b'bayir oylam im shchiyayse v'yantav shor shana v'yantav av shana the bunch of ways everybody schuyas v'avoynis and go to din kol bayir oylam oylam l'fonav. Then the Ram says mishinim sa tzadik, that means whoever has more schuyas, which he already said before, a tzaddik means someone that has more schuyas than avoinas, is nechtam l'chaim. Ni shenimtza rosha nechtam l'misa, whoever has found that rosha has more avoinas than schuyas is nechtam l'misa. Ha-benini, the benini is toil ma'isoy, ad yom kippur. The benini is hanging to yom kippur, because benini means somebody that's mechsa schuyas and mechsa avoinas. An interesting thing, the Mishnayim say that roi people are beinonim. It also looks like a very real thing. How is it possible that roi people should be beinonim? That has exactly the same amount of schuyis and avodas. There's pshatim to it, but beinonim Allah is toil moisa ad yom kippurim. Also tshuva, if a person did tshuva, is nechtam l'chaim. If did tshuva, then he's nechtam l'chaim, his din is that he's Pasta for Chaim. Why is the tshuva? If he didn't do tshuva, it's nechtam l'mis. The Rambam says the din of the tzaddik is nechtam l'chaim. The din of Rosha, that's what we've been shown on Shana, Shavatav Tikosem, Sichosem, the Rambam says we should say Tikosem, Ma'alta l'chaim, means that we should be nechtam l'alta, already on Shana, we shouldn't have to wait in Kippur to get up Sak l'chaim. And a Beinoni is hanging. He doesn't have a Pesach and Rosh Hashanah Pashas. So if he has to wait here in Kippur, he has to wait here in Kippur, if he did Tshuva, he's Nechtam L'chaim. If he didn't do Tshuva, he's Nechtam L'misa. In fact, Rebitzel, the Koich V'yoy, Rebitzel Petzelberger, Tom Reb Sosalanta from David Bali Musa, asked the Kasha, why does he have to do Tshuva? He's Beinoni. 50 mitzvahs, 50 avayas, let's say b'derech mashal. Okay, he's using more than that. And if he does one more mitzvah, he'll have 51 mitzvahs. So what does he have to do tshuva for? In order to get his psak l'chaim, he has to do tshuva, because it's b'chuyif to do tshuva. But for his psak l'chaim, the Rambam says that the only way he's going to get his psak l'chaim is if he's nechtam. The only way he's going to get a psak l'chaim is only if he does tshuva. In fact, a bit, so why does he have to do tshuva for? Let him just do another mitzvah. He will automatically be a tzaddik and be nechta l'chaim. That's the effect of bitzel. So bitzel says like this. He says, where's the mocker? Really, where's the mocker from this din? The mocker from this din is, it's a gemara in Shana. Amar Kuspadoi. It's a gemara of Shana Daf Tezayin on Beis. Amar Rav Kuspidoi, Amar Rav Yechanan. Gimel Tzvarim Neftachem Rosh Hashanah. Shal Tzadikim, Echad Shal Rishayim, Echad Shal Tzadikim, Echad Shal Gemurim, Echad Shal Rishayim, Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim, Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinim. Rishayim, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Tzadikim, Nechtam, 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 Gemurim, Nechtam, 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 Mir Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur, Beinin am Hangik, till Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur. Zachu nechtav l'chaim, lo zachu nechtav l'misa. Zachu means if there's Zayichet, then I'm going to be nechtam on Yom Kippur l'chaim, lo zachu nechtav l'misa. This is the mocker of this din of the Gimel Sfarim Mitzachim, that the Rambam says it's dependent if you're a tzaddik, you're a rasha, or you're a benini, what your din will be. But the Gemara doesn't say how a person is zeich. Could be the way a person is zeich is by doing another mitzvah, like a bit less the kasha. The Gemara is nishmuchach that you have to do dafka tshuva. It's the Rambam's chiddush that you have to do tshuva. So that's the Bishul's kasha. Why does the Rambam have to? Where does the Rambam get this chiddush that you have to do tshuva? Why should it be that way? Why should you have to do tshuva? If you're a benini, you have to see mitzvahs 50 others. So you tell the volume, it should be dependent. If you're zochel nechtam l'chaim. Then you should be zochet v'nechto v'chaim. And really, the mock of the Rambam is from another Gemara. There's a brisa. The brisa says, "Hashav v'ntayim is moichel moed." The time is between Hashanah and Kippur is moichel moed. The brisa says, "If this is true between Hashanah and Kippur is moichel moed." Loishav v'ntayim. I feel heavy. Call Eile Nevoyes Shabbolim. I feel he'll bring all the Eilim, all the kvasim that there are in the world, to bring them for kabonis. So the Vaisa really says that he can do it. If you bring all the Eilim in the world, you'll be doing billions of mitzvahs. So you'll have automatically more mitzvahs than Averis. And the Gemara says, Shav Mentayim, if you do Tshuva Mentayim, it's Moichaloi. Loi Shav Mentayim, Ein Moichaloi. That means it doesn't help to do mitzvahs. So here the Rambam learned that this Gemara is going on the Beinani. If you don't learn like the Rambam, if you're single, this Gemara is going in a Rosh. Rosh, we're talking about a Rosh that has to be Kareyas Gzadin, has to rip his Gzadin. He really was Nechtam L'misa. So that won't help to do as many misses as he'll do. He really has his Psak Din Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, he has to have Shuvah to be Oikir his Gzadin. But the Benini that didn't have his Gzadin, he's told about Oimid, so he doesn't have to have Shuvah that. But the Rambam learns that this price is going on the Benini, and therefore the Rambam learns that you have to dafka the tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be a Muslim. He won't get his mechila. Like the Witzel, why is that's the kasha? Why is it? Dr. Witzel also. This is a Gemara weiter. And if it's chesed, the Gemara says that this Omer of Shmuel Ba'inya. Minayin shekzadin ala tzibu she'eino inechtam. So the Bosham has a gzadin ala tzibu. Gzeira on the tzibur, but this gzeira is not nechtam. The Gemara says it can't be that it's not nechtam. There's no such thing. Ein nechtam, sim nechtam avoy nechlefonai. Avoy nechlefonai. That means that even a tzibur has a chsim. So what does it mean? Ein nechtam. The Gemara says she'afa pisha nechtam nikro. Even though this gzadin is nechtam, you can rip off this gzadin. How do you know that the gzadin on a tzibur can be ripped off? So the Gemara says shenema. Who is this great nation that the Rebbeinu Shalom is close to them? That he's so close to us that whenever we call to him, he answers our call. And that means that he answers our call in order to be Kareya, to rip up Exadin. In fact, the Gemara Akasha, is mashma. This pasuk is not going on between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. This pasuk is going all year. All year you can be Kareya Gzadin with Bechol Kareinu Olav. Kareinu Olav, we'll see what it means. Pashas means Tefillah. Zokt Pagdimo Akasha, Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzai. You should be Dirish to Hashem, that Hashem will answer your Drisha, your request, B'Yimotzai, when he's between you, when he's by, when he's found by you, when he's Nimtza Eslachem. And the Gemara is later going to say that that's between Aseis Mechuba, only Aseis Mechuba. Dafka b'Yimotzai, all year, a person's, if he's not b'Yimotzai, he won't be, a person will not have his, the Hashem won't be created. And with the Gemara, Hosn b'Yochid, Hocha b'Tzibur. B'Tzibur, all year, he can be Kareya Gzadin. B'Yochid, you can only be Kareya Gzadin, Aseis Mechuba, because Aseis Mechuba, the Rebbeinu Shlom gefinstach. The Rebbeinu Shlom finds himself between us. He's makarev himself to us in order that we should be able to get mechila. That's the Gemara. So what is this Gemara talking about? Pashas, this Gemara is talking about tefillah. Pashas, the Gemara is talking about tefillah. But the Rambam, when he brings this Gemara, he brings it for two. The Rambam in Perik Beis Halacha Apple Pisha Chuva Matsaoka Yofal Oilam, even though Chuva and Tsaoka is Yofal Oilam, Vasora Yomim Elu, he Yofib Yoiser, Umus Kabelus and Yad, Shenem Adishu Hashem Bimosa. The Rebbeinu is mamti himself that we should do Chuva on these days. So even though Chuva, Tsaoka and Chuva, Usunsi, Tsaoka, he means they're not the regular Tvilas of Tsaoka, he means the Tsaoka of Chuva Usunsi. But he says, "Klav the Alpha Pirah Chuvah Tzaka Yafal Oylam." The Chuvah and the Tzaka is Yafal Oylam. Vasar Yom Meilu, he Yafe be Yoiser Miskabelus Miyad. These days it has a special koyach. It's Yafe be Yoiser and it's Miskabel Miyad. The Gemara said. Then the Rambam says, "Bemetva Mamun be Yochid Avu Tzibul Kolz Ma'ish Oysem Chuvah Tzayakim Bleiv Shalim." Every time they do tshuva and they tzayek l'Hashem, b'leiv shalim, they are answered because it says v'chol kreinu lo. That's mamish this gemara. The difference between divsh Hashem v'motzoi, that's v'yochid, and the difference of divsh Hashem v'motzoi and the din of v'chol kreinu lo, which is for the tzibur for the yochid, is dafke v'yimotzoi. And the Rambam says this din like a tshuva. That means what's happening is that the Rambam saying this din that if a person that the Russian is mounts himself, he avails himself to Klal Yisrael, he makes himself closer to the Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael should grab onto the opportunity and do tshuva. So Tavitzel, it comes out that the Russian is coming to us that we should do tshuva, and I say it's my tshuva. So Tavitzel and Cain, if a person doesn't do tshuva, that aveira of like pushing away the Russian's hand of tshuva is so chomer that even if you bring all the Eile Nivoye Sheva Oilam, this Aveira of not doing tshuva will be more chomer, will be harder, will be more chomer than all these mitzvahs that the person will do. And therefore, you have to do dafka tshuva. Therefore, even if you do a lot of mitzvahs, but you again, the Aveira of not doing the tshuva is going to outweigh the mitzvahs that you do. So again, you're going to end up being a Rosha. And therefore, lo yizacha, if lo yasa tshuva, is nechna m'chaim. So that's a little teretz. So my zayin says the teretz, and it needs a little bit of an explanation of you. So I'll just say over first what he says, and then I'll try to explain a little bit. So the zayda does it. So the zayda that what happens? A Rosh Hashanah, there's a din. A Rosh Hashanah, there's a din. He says it brings a goyin. It's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah says that we vinch on, we wish each other in the night of Hashanah and Hashanah Tevet Tikhoset. If we also have to say B'sichosim. So the Goyin says that we don't say B'sichosim. The Rambam says we do say B'sichosim. The Goyin says we don't say B'sichosim. We don't say B'sichosim. Says the Goyin, why not? The way it looks here that Tzadikim Gmurim Nechtavim V'Nechtam Ma'altah, so we should wish on, we should vinch on Yenim, our friends, that they should be like Tzadikim Gemurim, that they should be Nechtam Ma'altim. Says the Goyin like this. And this Gemara says that Tzadikim Gemurim are Nechtam L'chaim. In fact, Tosfos, what do you mean Nechtam L'chaim? We see a lot of Tzadikim Gemurim that are amazed through the year, that don't live through the year. And we see a lot of Rishoyim that live through the year. People that we know, they're known Rishoyim, and we see they live through the year. So how can the Gemara say that Tzadikim Gemurim are Nechtam L'chaim and Rishoyim Gemurim are Nechtam L'chaim? Says Tosfos that this din is a din b'negei olam habo, which is a tremendous thing. That every year the Rebbeinu paskens on our olam habo. Why should the Rebbeinu pasken every year on olam habo? Let him wait till the end of our lives, and then a pasken on olam habo. So it is masbir because the whole difference to Gabi, the person is a rosh, the tzaddik that is going to olam habo, so he has to be shmaya. It's a whole different. It's a different achnoga with him. Maybe the din of olam hazeh will be totally in it. But the din of Olam Haba, that's every year the Rosh Hashanah paskens the din of Olam Haba. What is this person of Olam Haba? The Ran, the Mitzvah, they say that it doesn't mean tzaddikim mitzvayv schuyos or shayim mitzvayv avaynis. Tzaddikim means that the Rosh Hashanah has a reason to be matzdik his din. He's not really a tzaddik, but the Rosh Hashanah has a din to be matzdik his din, to give him a din. A righteous din, a din of a tzaddik. Or Rishayim means that Rebbeinu has a reason to be Mashiach's din. That means he can be a tzaddik gomer, and maybe he has one oven, or maybe whatever reason they need in the kapara for the day, whatever it is, the Baal Shem will say that he should have a dinner misa. It's not totally in the shikul avoidance of schuyis avoidance. So it says according to the Goyim that this din is a din of Elam Habo. What is the din of Elam Hazeh? What is really the din of Elam Hazeh? So the Gemara says that the Odom is Nechtam. The Mishnah says that the Odom is Nido in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Tazayin. But Arba Prokham Olam Nido, that the time a person, the Rebbe Shem judges a person is in Rosh Hashanah. So he says that the din is, and the Gemara says that the Odom is Din Rosh Hashanah, is Nechtam in Kippur. So he's up to Goyim that the din of Olam Hazeh, by everybody, inside the Tzaddik, inside the Rosh, according to Tosfos, that Nechtavim la'alto l'chayim is l'chayim l'mabo. Nechtavim la'alto l'misim is l'chayim l'mabo. So what is the din of Olam Hazeh? That's all Fatig of Rosh Hashanah, which in that there's a din of Olam Tluim, Tluim Boim Din. But the din of Olam Hazeh, the din of Olam Hazeh, that's not totally in Schuyis Avoinus. That the Rebbeinu Shlom has, whatever reasons there are, he has a din for everyone for Olam Hazeh. And that din starts in Rosh Hashanah and finishes in Kippur for everybody. Tzadik, the Rosh. The Benini, that has nothing to do with the memory of Rav Kispe, the Yom HaDeichanam. And in that din, the Chassim is always by Yom Kippur. So he says, what does it mean? He's Nechtav. What does it mean that his din is on Rosh Hashanah and the Chassim is Yom Kippur? It doesn't mean that Rav Kispe is standing beside the Yom Kippur. What it means is, he says, and always in a psak din, in a bezin, there's a cloud of chayiv atalit aloy, your chayiv, and then there's a tzeitan loy. Not only we, there's a din, what the actual din is, and then there's a din that the bezin says, go do it. So the bezin asks him, this is his din, and he waits around to see babies to be created. Din, he does not mechayiv the din before you learn to Yom Kippur, and that's for everybody, that's across the board. So it says, come to Chayis, that even someone that's not Nechtav, even that someone that's Nechtav Mechayim, and he has some kind of a din, but sometimes, it's a Chnishtoi spirit, the Rebbeinu Shlom will not feel it, the Maisei somehow change it until Yom Kippur. That's what it means, that it's Nechtav Yom Kippur. So, he brings this guy in as a dibi into the Rambam, because the Rambam says Klor, the Rambam's not going with the guy. The guy is going that the din of Elam Hazeh is not totally in the Rav Schuyas, Rav Avayas, Tzadik in Russia. Everybody has his own Shema. But he's just saying that the Rambam will learn that the din of Beinim and Nechtavim L'chaim Bo'olam Hazeh, in this din, maybe we have to know what the Rambam is going, din of Elam Hazeh, but the din of that's totally in Tzadik and Hashem, the din of the Beinim does not mean that it doesn't have a din on Rosh Hashanah. He also has a din Rosh Hashanah. He's nidan Rosh Hashanah. But there's no gemar din, no chsima to the din, until Yom Kippur. Benim tluyim v'oimdim, ad yom kippurim, zochtu nechtomim l'chaim, lo'i zochtu nechtomim l'misa, so pashas means zochtu nechtomim v'nechtomim l'chaim, which would mean that even if the psak v'chatchil was l'misa, they could somehow change that and make that they should be nechtav again, get a new siva l'chaim. And lo yizachu nechtam l'misa. Losh na gemara is zachu nechtam l'chaim. That would mean that would mean a nuksiva. So to say that it doesn't mean that there's no din on Rosh Hashanah. Din on Rosh Hashanah means that there is a psak on Rosh Hashanah. But the psak on Rosh Hashanah is hanging that the Rebbeinu Shlom sees if he should fear us or not, and he gives the person this chance to fix it up. So the Zaydin Cain, he really has a psak. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to be oike the psak because he changes his status now, he's become a tzaddik. The Rebbeinu Shlom will only be oike that psak if he's oike the reason for the psak. If he does tshuva on his avoinis, so then he's oike the mafrei, he's oike the tshuva, he gets a kafar on his avoinis. The Rambam says, kill the chotam oilam. So then he's oikel of sack. But just by doing extra mitzvahs, he won't be oikel of sack. So to say that, that's why the Rambam is saying that you need that for tshuva, because if you don't do tshuva, so there won't be a reason to change the sack. So it comes out of Moed Gechilish.
that what is really the din on Rosh Hashanah? Zochu, he has to be Oiker of Psak. And what happens? But we don't even know what the Psak was. What is the Psak of the Benini? Loi Zochu Misa, Loi Osa Tshuva. It doesn't say it did more of Avedis. In that Tama Misa, why? Maybe the Psak on Rosh Hashanah was the Torah. He was a Benini, but why was the Psak Lera? So you see, Amor Yitzach, that really, if a person has, I'm going to use it a marshal, but example, if a person has 50 mitzvahs, 50 averis, he really has no suskim. Why do you do averis? Because really, it's only for the chesed Hashem that he goes what's the right. That he goes what's the right. So if a person, the Rosh says, you're abandoning, you're 50-50. The Rambam says we can't know how to measure these mitzvahs because the Rosh has always a measure. Chaldeus has always a measure. But a couple, let's say a person is 50-50, really, he really should get a psak lamisa. It's only the Rosh is saying, we'll hold it off and see if you do tshuva if you're oiker the benini status and you become a tzaddik. Then, not only becoming a tzaddik, but you'll be oiker, you'll rip out lamasbe, you'll rip out that status, that reason for the psak before, you do tshuva, and that's why you get the misa. To say that's why the Rambam says dafke, and that's why I see his misa doesn't help, and he says dafke, they have to do tshuva, you have to do tshuva. It doesn't say it so clearly, but that's the way the Zayda means. The kasha, but there's a moedik kasha on this. The Gemara says klar that apple pish din that I saw yom meilu a din apple pish nechtam nikra. Even though the day the psak was nechtam, it was finished, it's nikra. It's ripped up. I mean, it's a psak that's finished. It's nikra. It becomes mitzraisas. Rebbe Shlomo rips up that psak. It means even a psak that was nechtam lemisa, you can also rip up. So what happens about the rosha? That God is psak lemisa with a chsim lemisa on Hashanah, if he'll do tshuva, doy l'tshuva shem karaz k'zadin shel adam, it can also be karaz k'zadin. This din that the Rambam says after b'tshuva tshuva tzaki yafel oylam, basoy yomim yafel b'yosim skabels miyav. The mocker of this Rambam that I say tshuva is yafel b'yosim tshuva, it has a din that it's miskabels accepted miyav. The mocker of this din is after b'tshuva nechtam nikra basoy yomim after b'tshuva nechtam nikra. So it comes out that even a Rosha that's Nechtam Lamisa, he also, if he does Shuva, the Rebbe will be created Zadin. So Kum Techais, that there's no Nafkimina now between the Beinani and the Rosha. The Beinani that didn't do Shuva, he also, if he won't do Shuva, he'll get Misa. The Rosha, if he doesn't Shuva, of course he gets Misa. If he does Shuva, even the Rosha will be created Zadin. So what is the difference between the Benini and the Rosh Hashanah? And now come to us that there's no Nafkamina between the Benini and the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Moedik HaKash and Rambam. What is the difference between the Benini and the Rosh Hashanah? So we mentioned Rosh Hashanah before. Rosh Hashanah is the Afa Pish HaTshuva V'atzaka Yofa Lo'ilu V'asar Yomim Eilu V'yofa B'yosem S'kabels Miyad. We said over for a bit that the Rambam, even though the Gemara is talking about Bechol Kareinu or Dirshu, Dirshu means to beseech Hashem, is both to ask him, to be Goyish by him, which Pashtus means Tefillah, doesn't mean Tshuva. But the Rambam learns that this din is talking about Tshuva. But the Pasuk is not talking about Tshuva, the Pasuk is talking about Dirshu, Kareinu, calling to Hashem. So the Rambam adds a word, Afal Pisha Tshuva, that's Oka Yafal Oin. What does he mean by this? So it's the Tshuva, it's a Tzok, it's not the Tshuva. Where does he get the fact that there's a Tshuva? So there's another Rambam. Zalach is, the Gemara says that Dalit Dvorim, Omer Yitzchak, Dalit Dvorim, Mekarim, Gzah Din Yishalom. Four things rip up a Gzah Din on a person. Tzoka means Tfila, that's Rambam Mechstainis, Lizek, Loriya, Mecholais, Tzorah, Shetavah, Latzibur, is a little Lizek, the scream to beseech our Rebbe Yishalom that they should be created Gzah Din. Tzoka, then there's Shini Hashem. Shini Hashem. We all know what Shini Hashem is. Shini Hashem means that person could be not doing tshuva, but he's in a coma. He doesn't know what's going on. He's not doing. But we changed the name for him. Till now his name was Reuven. Now his name is Chaim Reuven. Ima Reuven Nigzer Al Chaim Reuven Loi Nigzer. Nothing to do with tshuva. Shini Maisa. This time is a little bit of a tshuva that he gathered, but Shini Maisa is also that I'm another person. That's the four things of Karen Zadim Shalodam. And the Gemara says, Yeshayim Avgolus. Avgolus, Golus is also Mekaren Zadim Shalodam. The person takes Golus on himself, is also Mekayim Zad Mishloach. So Pashas, the memory of Rabbi Yitzchak, is four things, four inyonim, that through that we can Mekareg Zadim. You look at the Rambam brings these dinim of Rabbi Yitzchak as a hisofa, as an addition to the tshuva. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam in Peg Beis, Alokha Beis says, Mahu HaTshuva. What is tshuva? The Rambam says tshuva is Shiyaza V'choy Teichetu Yassiroi Mimachshavta. He personally leaves his chet. He takes us out here with Machshav. Yigmor Bilvavoy. It's also the Yigmor Bilvavoy Shalaya saying already makes a chachlot of a leiv. He decides he'll never do this avir again. Shneim yaz brosh adam kibshav mimachshav. So and then the Rambam says v'chen yisnach mashalva. He'll have charot on the altar and lead it. Again, aziva means to leave the chet. Kabbalah means it's mekabel not to do the chet again, to stop doing the chet, to mekabel not doing the chet again, to have charot on the fact that he did the chet before. And vidui, the Rambam has a big chiddush in vidui, that vidui is not only chatos yavisa pshati, also he says again that I'm not going to do it. He says that kabbalah into the vidui, that's all part of the vidui. So the four parts of shuvi is vidui, aziva, kabbalah, charota, and vidui. That's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Then the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Dalet of the Rambam Midaki Hatshuva. Li is Hashav Tzoyek Tomid Lufnei Hashem B'Pchiv V'Sachnunim. That's Tzoka of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'Oise Tzoka Kifi Koichoy. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's Tzoka. U'Bisrachik Habim Nadov Shechotu Bo Yomishan Shmoy. Kloy Mani Acha V'Eni Oise Ish. He changes his name. I don't know if he has to physically change his name. In other words, literally change his name and add a name to him and saying, I'm not the person that did those averis. I'm changing my whole mahus. For now, I'm not going to do mitzvahs by changing his name. Or it means he's changing his name, his reputation name. I don't know exactly what he means, but he changes his name. And then he says, Mashana Maisa Kulum Latoyva. He becomes his whole mahalach achayim. He changes his whole way of living, everything changes now in the Torah. Not only that he stops doing this aveira, but ma'aseh kula in the Torah. That is midaki atshuva liyis hashav tzoyek tomid lefnei Hashem. So he's bringing the memory of Rabbi, and then he says, v'goylim koymim, because the Gemara says on the Mitzvah, v'yesh emim av goylim. The Gemara says that after Mitzvah dal zvam mekham zadim shel odom, v'yesh emim av shinimokim is golus. So the Rambam is saying, he's bringing mamish the memory of Rabbi Yitzchak. And he's saying this memory not as four segulas or four inyanim in order to be created zadim, but he's using it as a daka tshuva. That means as an addition to tshuva. That means Rambam saying this. There's a tshuva, a minimal tshuva, which is mechayiv, that if you want a kapara on the chet, you have to do that tshuva. But sometimes it's a gzadim, and you need a kriyas gzadim. So we need a stronger tshuva, a tshuva of midaka shavli shav soif tamid, which is the tshuva. Kriyas Gzadin. In order to Kriyas Gzadin, there's a tshuva, a special tshuva, for Kriyas Gzadin, then we have to do this tshuva to be Kriyas Gzadin. So, as Rambam is telling you back, there's two types of tshuva. So Rambam learns that this Kol Koreinu Lov is talking about that tzoka of tshuva, that a person has such tzar from his chet, and he's zoyik lakodesh bochu and mischanin to him to be merkel of the oven and also to be created in zadin. That's the tshuva of kriyas zadin. So Rambam learns b'chol kareinu olav on this tshuva, on the tshuva of the extra tshuva, which is the tshuva for kriyas zadin. Tshuva vats, and that's what Rambam says. A tshuva vats okay means the tshuva of perik beis alocha dalid. The tshuva of a tshuva vats okay, not the tshuva of a tshuva of maya tshuva shiyaza b'choy techetav yasim v'mshavtei. Talking about the tshuva of tzoka. That's what Rambam is talking about. So Rambam is saying that there's an extra tshuva, and that tshuva is a tshuva of kriyas zadin. So come to us, go all the kanachimina now. A rosha, he already has a gzadin. His gzadin was nechtan. If he's going to do tshuva, it's not going to help him anymore, because it's not going to be kareyas gzadin. We won't rip up his psak, his psak as chassim. What will make the Rebbeinu Shlom rip up the psak din? If we'll do the tshuva of tshuva v'atzoka. And that the Gemara is talking about Dirush Hashem Bimosa, the tshuva v'atzoka is Yafa Boilam. That he has to do that type of a tshuva. But the tshuva of the Rambam of the Beinani, which the Rebbeinu Shem gave him a psak, the Rebbeinu Shem says, now we'll wait and see. Let's see if he'll do tshuva, if he won't do tshuva. This is not, he doesn't have to be Kareya, rip up a gemar, gzadin. He has to change the reason for the psak. The Baruch Hu is going to go change the reason for the psak. For that, it's enough that he does stama ma'aseh tshuva. He does the tshuva, the minimal tshuva, or maya tshuva, sheyazav achoy techetev yasirev b'mashavtoy v'yigmoy b'lovovoy shelo yasei yuoy. That is the tshuva that a person has to do. So it comes as a gvalik nafkiminim. The tzaddik, the rasha, of course he can be kerei exadim, but he has a whole different seder of tshuva. Tzaoket, tzokashin, Hashem mishin ma'aseh. That way he'll be able to be kerei exadim, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's yofa b'yoisim chabels miyad, means like this. That even a yochid really, Rami says, nochamor eli kechidush, that a yochid really could do it all year too, but it's a lot harder. It's not yofa b'yoisim chabels miyad. The mind of tzibur is that it's yofa b'yoisim chabels miyad. It's done right away. It's yofa b'yoisim chabels miyad. That's the difference between the Rosh and the Ben. The Rosh, his tshuva. The Rosh, his tshuva is a tshuva of Akivis gzag din of Aftach Sima. So then he's going to need a tshuva of tzaka, shin Hashem, shin Amaisa. That's the type of tshuva he's going to need. And of course, if he does that, he can be kerez gzag din. The Benini, his din is dependent. The Benishim says, let's see. If he'll do tshuva, he'll be nechtam l'chaim. If he won't do tshuva, he'll be nechtam l'misa. That means the Benishim says, all I want for you is tshuva. Do tshuva. So this person doesn't have to be kerez gzag din. So for him, it'll be enough. The tshuva of maya tshuva is yazav choy techete, yasir machshavte. That'll be enough tshuva for this person in order. That'll be enough tshuva for this person in order to be correct. It's very interesting. There's a machlokes. The only machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of tefillah b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah of tefillah. A person has to of tefillah b'chol yom. The Ramban says that the mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But the pasuk says love the b'chol levavchem zut tefillah. Zok the Ramban. That mitzvah of la'avdei b'chol levavchem zut tefillah is be'esor. A person has to be serei. That's a zokah l'Hashem. But the Rambam learns that this is a mitzvah of b'chol yom. But the Rambam also has a mitzvah of tefillah be'esor. Rambam chastains. Rambam says mitzvah eser lizoy v'laria to b'tzoyek l'Hashem l'aria. I think it means to be b'chol b'shefer or it means to be m'zor. There's a din of tefillah be'esor. Abraham says mafurish v'dover zeh midarkei hatshuva. The Rambam learns that this there's a tzoka which is goes into darkei hatshuva. The Rambam learns that this mitzvah of tefillah be'esor is a mitzvah of tefillah. The difference is how to learn Reb Shmuel by India's din. The din of Dish Hashem b'Moshe, the din of Chol Karenu. If the din of be'esor is a din of tefillah, so it's a din of tefillah. If the din of Esorah is a din of tshuva, so then that's what Rambam learns. Half of be my tshuva atzoka yafal oilam. I heard a Meidike chiddush b'shem the Alta Chasabotka. The Gemara says the Mishnah says in Nedarim that tzaddikim are not noidim, only Rishayim are noidim. In fact, the Ritzvah Akashi b'shem Tosfos. Tzaddikim don't make vows because they're afraid they won't be able to be kind enough. In fact, the Gemara, in fact, the Ritzvah Kashyap Shem Tosfos, how could it be? By either Yaakov Nedalema, Mikanchem Noidim, by Eis Sora. So the Ritzvah, Eis Sora Shani. Eis Sora is the time when a person could make another. And then it's a mitzvah to make another. So the Ritzvah, that's why the meaning is that Noidim, Nedorim, and Nedovis, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, even though the Kenid Rishon, that Tzadikim don't make Nedorim, but Rosh Hashanah and Kippur has a din of Eis Sora, and that's why we make. Okay, Mishal, I don't know if everyone, maximum we know that all year also. I'm not saying La Locha, but the same. But the Zaktus Four that has a din of Eis Sora. So, Rabbi Soloveitchik and so told me over that he hurts from my Zayde Baran, that hurts from the Altam Slobotka. The Altam Slobotka says that even according to the Ramban that holds no Mitzvah Esi the Raisa of Tefillah only by Eis Sora. It says, but on Asar Yom HaMelu, Shani and Kippur, these days, since the whole Olam is standing Latin, so there'll be a Mitzvah Esed Erais of Tefillah L'Kulam, because it has a din of Esor, according to this Rishvot. Yom Yos means a side that is more chiyuv, and a side that's muskabel, that has a muskabel smiyah. That's what Rambam. That'll be the chilus between the Rosh and the Ben. Moedike And Vilna Gaon Chaim Vilna says it also a bit. In the Tzvila we say Hashiveinu Ovinu L'Sar Esecha Nekavenu Malkeinu L'Avin Esecha. So the Gaon says when a person Misnachem Loshav, he decides that he can do tshuva, the first thing he has to do is L'Kabul all of Ol Torah. Shav L'Kabul all of Ol Torah Tchim. And then he goes to the rest of the tefillah, Kavenu Malkeinu L'Avin Esecha, V'Azareinu M'Shuv V'Shayim Ufanecha. That means the first psich, the first entrance into tshuva is Ol Torah. Interesting thing. Then he says, a more of the kizach. We say, Ani Elul the Tevis, Rashi Tevis, Ani Ledoidi V'doidili. We just had the Gemara, then I saw Yomim Elul, the Zman of Eskav, of the Rebbein Shalom, the Rebbein Shalom finds themselves Meskayev, to Klai Yisrael that they should do tshuva. But obviously, El was not as that much as Karvis. He doesn't have that Yofa Begoisa, Muskabels Miyah like. But Afa Bikain is more than Homia. There's a Skavis from the Rebbein Shalom of Anila Doidi V'doidi Li. That means that we come closer to Hashem and Hashem come closer to us. We know the Gemara says that Doidi Tshuva Shemagasa Kisa Kovit, which the simple understanding of it means, the Rebbein Shalom's Kisa Kovit is up there. And our Tshuva could go all the way up to reach Kisa Kovit. Says the Goyim, but there's another Tshuva. Very interesting going. The Gaon says, it says, V'achzireinu b'shuva shleim alfanecha. Asks the Vilna Gaon, what's the difference between Lashon Chazorah and Tshuva? It's the same thing. You should say, Hashiveinu b'shuva shleim alfanecha. What's Lashon Achzireinu b'shuva shleim alfanecha? Zot the Gaon Nasei. He says, B'dach Moshe. He says, when someone says, he says something, it's a fact. Comes somebody else and contradicts him and says, no, it's not true, I have a good akasha from you. From the Divin Gemara. So he says, the day of these two people are mamish, separate one from the other. They're not close to each other. They're very far one from the other. He says, and the days are separated by two different sodas. He says, but, he says, if I want to answer with tshuva, so I have to do two things. First thing is I have to show him what he's saying, let's say from that Gemara, whatever fact he's saying, it's not exactly the way he's saying it, but only in this circumstance, but in that circumstances, and move him a little bit closer to me. I also have to tell him that what I said is also not ash and stone. There's something that it's a little part that he misunderstood, and really I can come a little bit closer to you. And that's how we come to an answer that we both must lack it today, Achas. He's like the Goyim. You come to a middle point. So the Goyim, when we do tshuva, we're doing two things. We're coming closer to Hashem, and we're bringing Hashem closer to us. We're doing that, and that brings us to a middle point. The pasuk says that Kikar v'lech adam moed v'chuk v'chuk v'chuk. So the Raman says it's very easy to do tshuva. It's the last akasha. It's easy to do tshuva. But it's hard to do tshuva. But we have to understand that whatever we're doing, a little bit tshuva, the Rebbein Shalom is coming towards us. Kimayim l'ponim upon kain le'vodim l'odim. The Gemara says by the kruvim, u'pnei mishal achiv, that the kruvim were facing each other. They're facing each other. They took me turn away from Hashem. So l'chayra, okay, we turn away from Hashem. The Gemara says that pnei malabais. The other crew also turns around. Why is the other crew turn around? If we turn away from Hashem, Hashem turns away from us. But if we turn back to Hashem, Hashem turns back to us. In other words, by doing tshuva, we're miskayav of Hashem, and Hashem is miskayav to us. That's what we're doing. That's ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And El is a time that we, the Rebbein Shalom is looking forward for our tshuva. He sees that we're pesayach and tshuva. So he's coming closer to us. He's coming. He's bringing us closer. We're bringing him closer to us, and we're coming closer to him. That's the tshuva where we both come together. And when we slack it, v'deya achas. That's the achzirin. That's the going. That's the lashna. Sorry, the tshuva. Sorry, tshuva. Not only I'm doing tshuva, but I'm being machzir you with tshuva. Or the Rebbein Shalom is not only coming closer to us, he's the machzir us with tshuva, and he's bringing us closer to him, and that's what makes the kalas of tshuva. So it's mashpif l'goyin. That's why we have to start with Torah, because Torah is makariv Hashem and Klai Yisrael. When we learn Torah, it's a pchina of upnei mishalochim. It's ponim upon him, Hashem harim mochim. We learn Torah, the Hashem comes to echad yoshi v'oisim b'Torah, afil echad yoshi v'oisim b'Torah. Tavchaim asore, ishchina k'negdom, the Hashem comes closer to us. That brings us closer. That makes it easier, so much easier to do tshuva. That gives us like a pchina of asayas me tshuva. Asar Shiyesh Mesh Mutar, Tziva Kaduit Yaakov Yosef, who miskabels me yad, can always bring the Rebbeinu Shlom closer to us. The Aleph from doing that is the Kabbalah Lo Torah. So Torah, that's what connects us to Rebbeinu Shlom. That makes the whole Avodah Hashem, the whole Avodah Hashkamus, the whole Avodah coming closer to Hashem. It makes it easier. It makes it more reachable. In fact, we don't have to. The Nafash Kirchim is Leib Hashemayim. I don't know if this is the Pshat, but Leib Hashemayim means that we don't have to go up to Shemayim. The Mishnah will come down a little. We'll go down. We'll go up a little bit. He'll come down a little bit. The Nafash Kirchim, we don't need to come and be Oyim. That's Kikor Velecha Davam Oyim Beficha Bevarchal Asoysim. And that's the Moed Nikazach that gives us the school of that closeness to Hashem, which gives us all the brachas to Lumina Torah to all year. And by strengthening our commitment, our chizuk, our El Torah, in this time for El, for a whole year, we'll bring the Rebbeinu Shlom closer to us. We'll use out this opportunity of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li to bring Hashem closer to us, which will give us Me'elo all the brachas and L'atloches. It'll be the Pesach for Tshuva. We shall all be Zeichu to Aksiv and Aksiv and Toiva, to Menechta V'nechtam. L'alta l'chaim, and Rosh Hashanah, if possible, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah l'chaim, and we should be zeichet to a good job, and see you tomorrow.